You are listening to episode 95 of the FitsPro podcast, and today is all about how to create more engaging content. This is very specific to Instagram, so if you are trying to build either a business or a brand on the gram, and you are trying to, in that process, create content that leads your audience to engage with you, to save, to comment, to share, to DM you, then today's episode is going to be for you. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. First things first, remember that you need to check the show notes to see if you were the reviewer of the week, as well as keep an eye out to see if you were the listener of the month. Both of those are posted in the show notes and inside Annie's Weekly Wrap, which is my weekly newsletter, and you can subscribe to that at anniemiller.co/news. So this podcast episode came directly from an Instagram poll that I did almost a month ago now. In preparation for something coming in 2021, I gave four options for my IG audience to express their biggest struggle in business. And these were content creation, overall messaging, mindset, and offer development. Those were the four options that I gave. In order, the results were from most difficult to least difficult, or what they were currently struggling with. Content creation was number one, offer development was second, messaging was third, and then mindset was fourth, which I actually found interesting because I think mindset plays a far larger role in all of this than maybe my audience or you give credit to, but that's another conversation. So with content creation being the highest vote, I then asked in a question box for my audience to elaborate. So if content creation is currently the most difficult piece of business for you, what is holding you back within content creation? And these were the answers, the exact answers. This is somewhat condensed, but you'll hear repeats for sure. So I'm just reading these off in a list. Batching posts, batching, how to get started, niching down, regurgitating the same content, not being unique. It just takes so much time. Where to start? I don't know where to start. So many things to say. Planning and developing, the tech design, overlays, etc. Feeling like I have nothing to offer. Professional photo creation, creating valuable content on a consistent basis. Some days I know what to say, other days I have nothing. Mental energy to create valuable content. Feeling deflated with when nobody engages, seeing other posts similar content, systems, I feel totally overwhelmed by all that needs to get done, creating something interesting and engaging, don't know what to post, overwhelmed, coming up with ideas, being consistent, organizing everything, headlines that attract and convert, knowing what picture to post with my actual post, knowing what to post, creating quality video and photo content, enough photo, planning out captions, time to do it all. So having enough photos, having enough time to plan out captions, et cetera, et cetera. Creating engaging captions, my brain is mush, overwhelmed. Getting people to comment, obviously that's engagement. Speaking to my ideal client, creating shareable, savable content, again, that's engagement. What to post about. Educational posts that still drive engagement, right? This person wants to create educational posts, but also get people to actually value that and engage with that. Knowing what my audience wants to hear about. So this would be like topic choices, getting clear on that. How much detail to include. Feeling repetitive, needing to talk about what others talk about. Speaking with authority, but not ego or superior than, right? We want to be perceived as an authority figure, but we want to be perceived as someone who is welcoming, who is having a conversation with our client, not who is someone who is talking over them or from above them. Pictures, timing, batching, doing it ahead of time, knowing what my ideal client needs from me and how to connect, creating enough content for consistent posting, super stressed, no creative juices, would benefit from templates. Honestly, I had to take a deep breath after reading through hundreds of these responses. So that was the condensed version and kind of picking and choosing. I was torn. This is where the deep breath came from. On one hand, I literally teach all of this and more inside my Instagram 101 course. Like, hello, this is why I created the course. Go buy it. On the other hand, clearly my audience is having very common issues and experiences as one another in attempting to establish their brand on Instagram. And I feel that to my core, and I understand not everyone can buy my course. It was a both and situation. I was irritated and empathetic in the same breath. People are overwhelmed, they're stressed, they're feeling defeated, and overall ungrounded, I would say, in their brand on Instagram. And that straight up sucks. Right? That is not fun. That is not what you want. That is not what I want for you. So I'm going to say a few things, big surprise. You'll probably have a little both and situation of your own in hearing what I have to say about this. You may like some of it. You may be offended by some of it, and that's okay. My main goal is to challenge you and give you tangible ways to drive up engagement and build the audience you want on Instagram. Before the tactics is going to come the truth. I had several DM conversations on this topic with my audience, and it was clear to me that mindset was playing a gargantuan role here. What I heard, and my audience is not a monolith, I'm just sharing from some conversations that I had. What I heard was a mindset that was rooted in selfishness and victimhood. I said what I said. You are free to be offended. You want the truth, I'm going to give you that. If you feel triggered, I challenge you to lean into why you feel triggered by that. You are free to your emotions. Listen, this app, Instagram, the algorithm, they aren't who you are here to serve. Your colleagues are not who you are here to serve. I swear, people are more focused on growing their numbers and appeasing their colleagues or beating the algorithm than they are with actually just serving and interacting with their audience. Like really being dedicated to molding their audience, to building culture and relationship. And of course, I have fallen victim to this. I'm not just talking to you. The fact is, if you are not willing to roll with the punches, you're likely functioning from a fixed mindset rather than a growth mindset. And often you're taking it personally. And I don't think it's easy to not take it personally, especially for some personality types versus other personality types. And I don't mean you, right? This could apply to some of you. This doesn't apply to some of you. But I see false and skewed expectations, which lead to a cycle of bitterness and disappointment, neither of which help build your engaged audience. So zoom out, step back away from the app, and let's review the bigger mission. Why are you on Instagram? Truly, why? Likely because you either have or want to have a business and use Instagram as your main social media platform for audience building. Why build an audience? The most obvious reason is needing an audience in order to sell, in order to create income. If we have no audience, we have no one to sell to. We have no income. Not effective way to run business. What do we need in order for people to buy from us? They need to know, like, and trust us. You need an audience that knows you, that likes you, and that trusts you, or they feel like they know you, they feel like they like you, and they feel like they can trust you. How do you create know, like, and trust? We build authenticity and authority. These are the pillars on which I built my business, and I teach others to build theirs. That does not mean you will get everything right. That does not mean you are perfect. That does not mean that you will not learn in that process. That is just my take on this, right? That's just my approach. We cultivate authenticity and authority through our content. Now this becomes the focus. Suddenly we're centered on the people in our current following, being fully ourselves to our capacity, and establishing authority. Essentially, the mindset shift here is a lot of grit mixed with a human-centered approach. Your focus is not beating the algorithm. It's not appeasing colleagues. It's becoming a better leader to your people and to your audience. So you want your audience to engage. I get it. That is the literal goal. But you will need a few things from yourself first. So let's dive into building that audience who does engage with your content across the entire platform. And we must broaden our perspective of what quote unquote engagement is. It's my understanding, and this could be totally wrong, this could be skewed, this could be my own perception that is not accurate. Let's just make that clear. But it's my understanding that most people are referring to just Instagram posts when they think of interaction. But within posts, we have IGTV, we have Reels, and we have your traditional posts. But then from stories, people can react, they can vote, they can DM you. I find that this can be the ticket in teaching your audience to engage with you. And yes, we need to teach our audience to engage if they are not currently engaging. So just keep in mind that engagement can happen in many different ways on Instagram. And some engagement is more valuable than other types of engagement. For instance, people saving and sharing and commenting on your post is far better than them liking it. We know this. I hope we know this by now. And someone physically DMing you is a stronger reaction than just reacting to your post or your story with a heart eye emoji or whatever you can do from stories. You know how you can choose like a reaction versus someone actually DMing you? The physical DMing and typing in things and sending you an actual message is more intimate than them just reacting. So step one, don't turn off this episode when I tell you my first tip, because it's going to be very vague and highly obvious to some of you, but some of you are also not leveraging this like you could be, and I want you to be. It's so vague and it's so cliche. I almost can't say it. Okay. Be yourself. This is best communicated through stories, in my opinion. I want to feel like we're friends having coffee when you're in your stories. Like you're behaving just how you would if you were sending this to a friend, if we met in real life. This should also be the voice that comes across in your messaging. So when you write a post or when you write, that is also what should happen. Your voice, how you speak, should come out in your copywriting. I've said this before, but if you struggle with writing captions, then use voice texting to draft your caption, like in the Notes app. And then go back through and edit it so that it's formatted correctly, it's grammatically correct. That is a great way to capture your stream of consciousness and how you naturally speak without writing if you struggle with that specifically. Now, in the way of actual content that people engage with, there are some common factors. So step one was be yourself. And I really said that just to challenge what you currently view that as and what it could potentially be for you. Step two is to create relatable content. Remember, this refers to how you show up daily in your stories as well as posts that you create. Simply being human in your everyday life creates relatability. So often I've heard, but my life is so boring. To which I say, if you drink coffee every day, that's relatable. If you have a dog, that's relatable. If you don't want to wash your hair, hashtag that's relatable. My suggestion in stories is to just let people into your daily life. Your life is content, and be consistent with doing that. Also keep in mind, this is in regards to someone who is building a personal brand. I would not necessarily expect the owner of a soap company or a, you know, mug company to let me into their daily life about her not wanting to wash her hair, right? Well, with the soap company, it might actually make sense. But what I'm saying is that this is regarding people who are building a personal brand where you are basically the face of the brand. Engaging post content is relatable. It's shareable. This can be literally any emotional base, but many people feel the same about this. And what I mean by that is, what do you believe or can say that many people are thinking or have experienced but aren't saying it out loud? I've mentioned this before, but this does not have to be dramatic. Like I said, not wanting to wash your hair, making a funny meme about dry shampoo, that's relatable. It's not dramatic. It's not deep. This can also be something that is, you know, quote unquote, dramatic or deep, maybe more polarizing. Talking about your least favorite lift and why is relatable. We all have rough lifts. We all have a lift we hate. Everyone has a lift that they hate doing. Lifting with or without shoes is very relatable. People have preferences on these things, and it's very easy to talk about. That's one of the most shared and engaged topics that I literally bring up on my Instagram, is whether or not you wear shoes when you lift weights. This can also go as deep and dramatic as, you know, me talking about the over-sexualization of the fitness industry, which we all know I speak out strongly against. It's all relatable, shareable, and sendable. Or it is of high value or easy to respond to. Free coaching in the comments, or asking people to vote on something in the comments or in stories. Again, often these high engaging posts are something everyone is thinking but no one is saying. As I am drafting this, one of my favorite psychology professionals, Topsy, has been talking about the lack of regulation in the coaching industry overall, that people claim to be coaches with no certification, no backing, no continuing education, and that it's a problem. That's huge. It's something that we as professionals have seen and think and relate to, and she's bringing it to life by opening that discussion. These are just to give you some examples and get your wheels turning. None of them might even apply to you, right? But I'm just hoping to get you thinking. Not that you need to use these topics or even agree with them. So some tangible tips as far as posts go is to ask simple questions in the comments, right? Before the comment. So as your call to action, give them one or two choices. Have them vote on something. I have a post coming up, or maybe it's already live at the time that this is going to come out, that says, what is your weakest lift and why is it overhead press? And then the call to action is going to be to say what their weakest lift is, or what maybe, you know, maybe I'll ask what cue is most effective for them when they are working on overhead press. People love to complain and jump on bandwagons. It's just how we are as humans. You can leverage that with your content and call to actions. And note that if your actual post, if the actual content doesn't stop their scroll, or your hook doesn't get them to continue reading, no one is going to see your call to action at the end of your caption. So oftentimes people think it's their call to action that is failing, like they're not asking the right question, it's not engaging enough, but it might actually be the post itself, the post image, or the hook, the first sentence, just isn't getting them to actually read the caption. Therefore, they're not getting to your call to action. So for your call to action, give two choices. Ask their struggle or opinion on something. Ask if they've experienced something similar. If you don't have an engaged audience, people are less likely to engage. When your audience starts to see that people are engaging, it will encourage others to do the same. We see this all the time. It's very easy to comment on something that has thousands of comments. People are less likely to comment if they're going to be the first comment or the second comment, right? So get in your stories and encourage people to answer the question or comment. And then if people do comment, or share your post, then share that to your story to encourage your followers to do the same. Let them know, hey, it's normal to comment on my posts. This is where leading your audience comes into play. You're not manipulating people. What you are doing is creating culture, and it's letting them know that engaging with your content, like I said, is encouraged, it's welcomed, and it's safe. You know, that you actually desire to build relationships and learn from these people versus just spewing information at them. So this week, focus on relatable content. Think about content that you share or you have seen go viral. Although the goal here is not to go viral necessarily, viral posts go viral because of higher than normal engagement. And that is what we are talking about. We are talking about engagement so we can learn from viral content in general. I do actually have another episode on polarizing content and how to prepare for the hate that might come with that polarizing content, but just that it's very important in, you know, creating polarizing content, you do create divisiveness of some kind. And it's important to make sure we're not just getting on Instagram to pop off or complain about something, but to bring value to our audience and to, you know, get them to think and challenge themselves, ideally. So in your stories, literally ask people to DM you or make a fun poll, having people vote on like mountains versus beaches or waffles versus pancakes and things like that. This is fun for your audience to do. It's easy. It's fun for you to come up with, and it automatically increases your engagement. You can also, of course, pull them on a more serious note with topics of content that they want and or that they struggle with and is in line with your area of expertise. And then remember that you are in control of the culture and relationships that you build in your little corner of Instagram. Take that leadership role. That should be empowering and encouraging to you. After focusing on creating relatable and shareable content, then focus in on creating simple to respond call to actions. Again, pay attention to what you respond to and why you are responding to it from a consumer standpoint. Be a student of the gram. Then get in your stories and further encourage engagement, whether that is to comment on the post, to vote on something, to DM you, anything works. That is it. Don't give up. Creating an engaged audience takes time, consistency, and leadership on your part. I cannot drive home consistency enough. People engage with what is consistent and dependable, and that creates trust with your audience. So, have at it. If you loved this episode, please head over to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever the heck it is called now. Leave the show 5 stars and a written review. It is so appreciated. And remember that I do choose a reviewer of the week as well as a listener of the month. And the listener of the month receives 50% off any non-membership program of mine, as well as a freebie from Frey Skincare. And you guys already know you can use my code FDBA to save at least 15% with Frey all the time. If you are not on my main mailing list, make sure that you are, because there are podcast listener discounts at the bottom of every email, and they're not posted literally anywhere else. Subscribe to that at anniemiller.co/news. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitzPro podcast.